Filling cybersecurity jobs oftentimes means finding people with the skills, but also with the security clearances to work on government contracts. TPR technology reporter Paul Flav takes us to a novel boot camp course teaching veterans who have the clearances the skills to land the job.
And remember, when I say B minus, that probably is enough to get it right on the exam for you.
Yeah. This course at the RAND building downtown aims to fill the city's cybersecurity jobs stemming from the 1,000-plus IT businesses, commercial jobs servicing the outsized Air Force IT presence, and the National Security Agency's San Antonio office. The 12-week course is a collaboration between Rackspace's Open Cloud Academy and Project Quest, a nonprofit jobs program.
I mean, if asymmetric cryptography scales better and it provides so many more security services, why do we have symmetric cryptography?
Faster.
Bingo, 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 bingo. Yeah, it's faster.
This pilot course is free. The 13 students are veterans and range in age from their 20s to their 50s. They were either unemployed or working low-wage jobs and wanting a shot at good-paying, vital careers. Christopher Buffalo says he felt strange jumping into IT at age 47.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
He says he had to get over this idea after being unemployed for 3 months, the longest he had gone without work in 20-plus years. He and his wife are both retired military and came to San Antonio from North Carolina when she landed a job here.
This was something, like I said, very new to me. This is finally something I'm going in the direction I choose to go versus the normal route I was kind of driven to in the military. So this for me is, you know, it's kind of a beacon for me.
The pilot course is exactly what 36-year-old Jacob Morellas needed to translate his military job as an IT officer to the commercial sector. The grants from Project Quest made the difference.
It's quite a bit of amount of money I could not have come up with on my own. All I know is that when the opportunity came and, you know, the money was there for us, I was like, I mean, I had to do it. I mean, there was no way I wasn't going to do it. I mean, $16,000 is a lot of money.
The certifications this course provides are part of the reason why 7 San Antonio companies have signed on to give internships to graduates. But even more important are the students' security clearances.
As far as the DoD goes, it's everything. The clearance is the door.
Steve Johnson works for IP Secure, one of the companies recruiting from this course. Most of IP Secure's work is with the military. Getting someone with any clearance cuts time off the process of having someone on the payroll but unable to work.
And that's, again, why we have so many veterans and ex-military that work for us, because they've already been previously cleared or already have clearances. So it kind of takes out that 2 years of sitting around, you know, not really being able to provide the service.
Sister Pearl Caesar runs Project Quest. They're picking up the tab for the 13 veterans in the class using federal, county, and city funds. She says the corporate community is hungry for these types of employees.
And the first thing we heard, the very first thing we heard was, well, I hope next year you'll do 100. Well, that bowled us over.
She says the class is one of only a few boot camp courses that Project Quest supports. The corporate buy-in has changed how she thinks about these types of courses and how up-to-date they are in teaching skills.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Open Cloud Academy commencement to celebrate the achievements of...
At Rackspace headquarters, the Snooper Troopers, as the cybersecurity class is nicknamed, receives their certificates with other Open Cloud Academy graduates.
Let's have one final round for the last graduating class of the Open Cloud Academy 2016.
13 of the 15 original students completed the courses. Those that leave are guaranteed paid internships. And less than half finished without certifications that will help in their job search later on. According to Open Cloud Academy Director Deborah Carter, there's still several tweaks that can occur in next year's classes to improve student outcomes.
We had a lessons learned meeting. We've decided that some of the courses should be rearranged so that it would have a better flow to the content and the curriculum.
Jacob Morellas was one student who was certified in even the most grueling of tests, the 6-hour timed exam for certified information system security professionals.
It was intense. It was very intense. Usually it takes, at the very minimum, what we've been reading is about 3 to 6 months of study time just for the CISSP.
Because of that certification, Morellas started at IP Secure last week. But instead of an internship, he was offered a job. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.